Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The 2 weeks of high political drama are finally over. After the Republicans closed their convention a week ago, the Democrats wrapped up theirs last night here in Charlotte, North Carolina, after hearing from the man they hope to put back in the White House, President Barack Obama.
If you believe in a country where everyone gets a fair shot and everyone does their fair share and everyone plays by the same rules, then I need you to vote this November.
Barack Obama toward the end of his speech last night here in Charlotte. Joining us now to talk about the president last night and what comes next in the campaign is our political team. Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Hi, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican analyst Todd Dombke. Hello to you, Todd.
Good to be with you, Bob.
You know, the speech last night was very inspirational. It fired up the crowd. But did Obama get the job done last night? Did he close the deal?
Well, he gave a mature speech, one that reflects the fact that he has been president and he realizes that change is going to take time and he wants to keep moving forward. He's not going to do what he did 4 years ago and create expectations that can't be met with this very slow recovery.
I think Obama was effective. It kind of reminded you of the 2008 candidate Obama in being very inspirational. A lot of the rhetoric could have actually been in a Republican speech, and a lot wasn't new, but he said it well. So I think new polls will probably show Obama leading Romney by several points after this convention.
Mitt Romney was criticized last week for not offering specific on how he's going to lift the economy and create jobs. Democrats, before the speech, said President Obama must spell out his vision last night for a second term, a vision that many think has been lacking so far. And a lot of people are already saying that he did not lay out many specifics last night. But did he deliver that speech in a way that will satisfy critics and voters who are looking for specifics, Todd?
Well, I think the president probably satisfied 90% of the Democrats watching, and maybe 1% of Republicans watching. But if he satisfied independents and undecided voters, and I think he had some success there, it's probably only temporary. That feeling doesn't last for 2 months or even 2 days.
Well, the critics that are looking for specifics weren't in the hall or watching on TV. They're reporters and editors who wanted to see that he has a plan to fix the economy. Voters know that no matter who wins, the road back is going to be long and hard. So they want to know that President Obama has a roadmap. It has to be plausible and real. And I think that's what President Obama delivered last night.
Dan, on Wednesday night, former President Bill Clinton made what some viewed was a very compelling case that the economy was in such bad shape when Barack Obama came into office that no president could have fixed it in 4 years. Last night, did President Obama make the case as effectively as Clinton that he needs another 4 years to finish that job?
Well, he didn't really have to. What Bill Clinton did, as no one else can, is take voters back to what President Obama faced when he first came into the Oval Office. And as Clinton said, it was far worse than anything he faced when he won the presidency.
Let's talk about the way forward for both of these candidates in the 60 days left in this campaign. And I want to start by talking about Obama, and I'm going to ask the Republican Todd Dombke. What's Obama's biggest challenge now, and how does he cut through what's expected to be an onslaught of tens of millions of dollars worth of ads about to begin from Romney and Romney-leaning groups?
Well, I think Obama will appeal to independents by seeming presidential and personable. And yet, at the same time, he needs to be partisan and aggressive to inspire his troops to mobilize and get out the vote. So as he tries to be forceful but not polarizing, he's going to try to do that by keeping the focus on Romney's weaknesses, tying Romney to unpopular Republicans. And I expect he'll continue to appeal to resentment of the rich.
All right. And let me ask Dan, the Democrat, about Romney, his challenge, and how does he outshout the growing number of voices complaining about the Romney campaign's lack of truthfulness?
Well, Romney ran an ad that accused the president of eliminating the work requirement for welfare recipients. And a lot of independent fact-checking organizations said the ad was false. And Romney's pollster told ABC News, and I quote, "We're not going to let our campaign be dictated by fact checkers." If Romney really cares about truth and accuracy, he would fire that pollster and take down the ad. an ad that frankly lies about the president and, I believe, has some racial overtones that are hard to ignore.
So at the end of both conventions now, after 2 weeks of politicking, advantage Romney or advantage Obama? Dan?
Tie. Jump ball.
Well, while watching Bill Clinton's speech, I had the sinking feeling that I was seeing Romney's chances go up in smoke. Frankly, I think it was pivotal for the Democrats. We shall see, but right now I feel that the advantage is Obama's.
Todd Domke, thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Dan Payne, same to you.
Always glad to help.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, I'm Bob Oakes.